So 102 years ago today, the very first Comrades Marathon was run. Vic Clapham, an ex-World War I veteran, and 34 other runners decided that they would run 55 miles, as they would have understood it in those days, 87.9 kilometres now, from Pietermaritzburg to Durban. So we thought we'd talk about Comrades because we know that many, many of you are runners who have either run Comrades before or are running this year on the 11th of June. There are 18 days left. To either do what? I don't know. Never run it myself. But here's a man who has done it many, many times with huge distinction. Bruce Fordyce, welcome to 702 Drive. Good to have you with us.
Yes, hi, John. We think we should tell everyone that our alma mater, the same school.
Yes.
We're both old Woodmead boys.
Absolutely. Knew you well, yeah. and watched you disappear into the distance on a few runs myself. But yeah. I forgive you. Bruce, these kind of 18 days, I mean, as someone who's never run Comrades or anything similar, yeah. I would imagine that people are thinking, I don't want to do anything where I might either hurt myself or run into somebody who has a bad bout of flu. Before we talk about your general advice for runners who are running in a couple of weeks' time, what did you do in your preparations in these kind of closing weeks?
John, you would have made a very successful Comrades runner, because that's exactly it. Stay away from people who are sick. Try not to get ill.
Yes.
And actually try not to get injured at this critical time. And funny enough, there's very little you can do. There's very little a Comrades runner can do to get any fitter or stronger. There's plenty they can do to ruin their chances. And one of the great evils is this desperately keen titus that Comrades runners get infected with, and they try as hard as they can to squeeze the last little ounces of fitness into themselves. So they'll go for another last long run or whatever, another time trial just to check how fast they are. And then the other problem is a lot of them will say, but I missed the long run 2 weeks ago, so I need to do one more.
Yes.
You cannot make up for lost training. It is gone. Leave it. Relax. And essentially, yeah, the next few days is just tick over and try to stay healthy.
Would you replay either in your head or perhaps even with tape previous runs that you've done? I believe it's Down Run again this year. If you've got someone with a good few races under your belt, is it worth thinking about previous runs, or is that potentially something that might lead to overthinking and just putting too much pressure on yourself?
Yeah, I didn't really do that. No, on Friday, 7 o'clock, SuperSport is showing their movie Down.
Okay.
Which is a 1 hour program, I think, on the Comrades Marathon, with emphasis on last year's Down Run. And I think that will be stirring, brilliant, and completely awe inspiring, because I've seen some of the snippets. So I would recommend that people watch that just to get fired up. But I never really looked at old races, John, because it just would have made me so frightened. I just focused on what I had to do, and I had a very good training program. And I used to just copy it every year. You know, I wrote an article the other day for the newspapers, which was the title of my article was, "If It Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It."
Yeah.
And so I used to stick to the same schedule every year, more or less, you know, tinker with it a tiny bit, but do the same thing. And guess what? I got the same result every year for a number of years.
Yeah, for a good many. Bruce, in terms of... you know, if you're saying, and this doesn't just apply to Comrades, it might be someone doing a big presentation at work, it might be somebody who's got a family holiday planned, there's sniffles going around. Let me just use a silly word to describe something that can turn out to be more serious. Were there times in the build-up to the race where you thought, I've got a scratchy throat, I wonder if I'm getting something? And if so, what did you do? Did you just accept, okay, this is happening and it might happen, but it hasn't yet?
There were occasions, and quite often it used to happen after I'd done a short, fast run. Like I used to run cross-country for Wits University.
Right.
By the afternoon, I would have a little bit of a scratchy throat. But where I was very, and which might even turn into a full-blown cold.
Right.
But where I was very fortunate, if it happens now, it's fine.
Yes.
It will force you to rest. It will force you take a couple of days of recovery. It's catastrophic if it happens 2 days before the race.
Sure.
So anyone who gets sick now, don't get too hassled about it. Just relax, recover, take a warning from your body with that you need a little bit of a rest, and you're okay. I mean, we're talking about June the 11th.
Yes.
But the week before would not be good. And luckily for me, that's just good fortune. It never did hit me.
Bruce, are you running?
No. John, I ran my last one in 2012.
Okay.
And it was a fabulous exit because, funny enough, just finished another article about that run. I happened to run the last 30Ks with the bud. And it was my 30th run, and it was her first.
Okay.
And it was such a magnificent experience running with Zola. And to be quite honest, the welcome we had in the stadium at Kingsmead when he came in, it felt the same as winning. And I kind of thought that's a good time to bow out.
Yeah.
30 is a lot of comrades. Zola's first, I helped guide her through it, though, actually, to be brutally honest. She helped guide me through the last few kilometers. I just thought that's a good time to call it quits. So now I do the TV commentary. You know, John, if you're a past winner, Comrades Weekend is a massive ego trip. You know,
yes.
Everyone wants your time. But if you're not running, you can attend all the cocktail parties, do all the functions. I can do the TV broadcast. But if I'm running, I've got to run myself in Cottonwall, hide away in my hotel room. You know, all that kind of thing. I'm really having a great time being a past winner at this stage.
Yeah, and you can justifiably say been there, done that, and you have the medals to show for it. Bruce, just finally, there will be some people listening doing their first run probably don't have, well, most certainly don't have the kind of reservoir of instinctive experiences that would guide them through what I'm sure is quite a nervy patch. What would you say to them? And feel free to make it as expansive as you like.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, as much as possible, enjoy the experience. It's an incredible experience. And the person you are today is not going to be the person you are on June the 12th. You will have changed forever. You will know that there is nothing you can't do if you don't set your mind to it. Tactically, start like a coward and finish like a hero. That's my advice. You start like a coward, and at the end, when you feel good and you can't believe it, and you start passing people in the last 20 kilometers, it is a sensational feeling. And then the last thing, because you get so involved in trying to run a good time or whatever, almost inevitably you will improve. And in Pinetown you will say never ever again, but because this is a family radio station, I can't use the other languages.
You can't.
You'll say never ever again. But with somewhere between an hour and a week afterwards, you say, right, I've got to do another one. And the problem is quite often you forget to save at the moment. So what I say to a lot of novices, when you turn with 1 kilometer to go at the Hilton Hotel near the Expo Center where 2 days ago you picked up your number, just freeze the moment for a while and just think. Try and capture it all. Got very sore legs, you're losing a toenail, I don't know, the sweat's dripping in your eyes, but the crowd is cheering and you're about to become a comrade. And I've done that myself. Whenever I'm lonely or depressed or a bit disappointed with myself, I just defrost a moment in comrades and I can remind myself, I do want to finish comrades, and it makes me feel a lot better. So try and freeze the moment near the end.
Yeah, wonderful. Fabulous advice. If you're running your first comrades, do call in. Tell us what you've just heard Bruce Fordyce say. If you're running a race, your third, your fourth, your fifth, call us as well. How are you feeling and what are you doing with these last few days? Because I would have thought in the training schedule, this must be the most difficult part, where after all the effort you've put in, the advice, the sound advice from Bruce Fordyce, who's won the comrades so many times, is try and do nothing. Boy, that sounds difficult. 29 minutes past 4.